9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
Roger, 0G, and I feel fine.
Hello, everybody out there. This is Monday at 5:01, starting right on time. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get the decks passed on to me from DJ Mike of Piece of Work. He's out of the booth this week. So I was able to easily start up right on time, but I got to miss our weekly banter and our weekly catch-up. So just want to dedicate this next song to DJ Mike of Piece of Work. Hope he's doing well wherever he is. We got some twangy stuff today. I didn't play any twang last week, so I figured I got to make sure that all of our fans here at Voyager Twang are excited. You're listening to WMCBLP Greenfield. That's 107.9, last on the dial, first in our hearts. You're with your captain, Vincent Dan Gough, and you'll be with me for the next hour. This first song we're going to listen to is by The Ventures, and you may have heard someone's version of this. This is a pretty popular guitar classic, especially in the kind of twangy and surfer vein. This song is called Action, and I do hope that you like it.
Thank you.
All right, let's hear. I want you to hear about what we've been listening to. We all been hearing it, and just so you know, it's not what you heard, but it is what you're hearing on Voyager 3 WMCP LP Greenfield. We opened up the set with The Ventures, and that song was Action. And then we heard a classic, Duane Eddy. And then the thing we just heard, which is something I'm looking for on vinyl, because everything is perfect on it. It's like the ultimate soul record. It's called Solid Soul by Willie Mitchell. And you can just, in every song, you can hear that it's 1 degree away from full-on funk. And I just think that it's like this great proto-funk album that is like a gem. So if anyone out there is willing to donate Solid Soul by Willie Mitchell on vinyl, I'll dedicate a song to you, and I can also make a recommendation to Greenfield Divinity Rods, which is a sponsor of this show. They underwrite some of the programming here. For the services include finding sources of water, locating sacred objects, sometimes deceased members of the species, or intraspecies of maybe lost pets or long buried pets. So I can recommend their services. They're a great underwriter of the show. So again, if anybody has the Solid Soul album, I can get you a major discount at Greenfield Divinity Rods. This next track we're going to listen to is by Eric Burden and War. I do hope you like it. Here we go.
And they usually end up getting kicked in the head. I joined the Navy at the age of 17. There were lots of places I had not been. Japanese girl, and it was until I sailed halfway around the world.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. This has been our first track by a jazz organist tonight. If you listen to Voyager 3 on WMCBLP Greenfield, which you are right now, mind you, with your Captain Vincent Dan Goh, that's me, you know that we play a lot of jazz and a lot of funky stuff. I particularly am drawn to the organ. Now, I don't say this very often, but I think the reason why is that the organ not only was played by my father, and so in my childhood I grew up with a lot of waltzes and polkas and big band music era. Like, it was a little bit campy, to be brutally honest, but it was very sweet, and it was a whole band in itself. When I would watch my dad play the upper and lower keyboards and play the bass with his foot, I was just like, that's it. That's all you need. As I matured in my own love and vibrations towards the organ, I realized that one of the reasons why I like it so much is that I think there's some mimicry or some simulation of human voice in it. There's like, it's almost like there's these reedy qualities vibrating and there's chorus at the same time. So I'm a big fan. I think that an organ in a song really is like a full and complete, and it can be fast or slow. It can be a hymn just holding a chord, and it feels like there's funky angels singing along. So I'm a big fan. This next song may or may not include the organ. Oh, it will, actually. Okay, we're going to listen to a song by O'Donnell Levy, who's like a 60s, 70s, 80s funky guitarist. This is from my favorite album by him, which is, the album is Simba. It was remastered in 2024. And this song is called Playhouse. And the entire album is flawless. I highly, highly recommend this album, Simba, by O'Donnell Levy. I hope you enjoy it too.
Feels good.
Listening to WMCBLP Greenfield. We were just listening to a super fun song. I hope you like that one because that was by O'Donnell Levy and that was the song Playhouse. That bass at the beginning and end I think is just very sample worthy and very exciting. And let's see what we have next here.
Thank you.
You're listening to WMCBLP Greenfield. This is one more song off of an album I've played several times on this program. This is from the L. Michaels Affair, someone who worked with all the original samples from the 36 Chambers of Wu-Tang. That song was Cherez Le Ghost, and I think that's a groovy, funky little one. As requested, we're very excited to be able to offer a mystery sound this week. I might even play more than one because not only did DJ Lava Dragon, that's Greenfield's youngest DJ, submit a mystery sound, but I actually had a caller submit three mystery sounds to me in the last week. After making a request for them. If you or your loved ones have any mystery sounds floating around the ether of your domicile heads, you are more than welcome to send a MP3 file to Voyager3WMCB@gmail.com. You could call me at 413-475-3958. That's the station phone number here. We could talk, we could gab about interesting sounds, but if you send one to me, I'll be able to play it on air. The only requirement, as you'll see when I play DJ Lava Dragon's sample, is that you're going to need a sound and a reveal. You can put that all in one little clip. 20, 30 seconds is really all you need. But if you play, if you record a sound and your voice saying what that sound was, you can join the Voyager 3 Nation in the mysteries of the universe and all the sounds that they entail. We're going to play a classic mystery sound from DJ Lava Dragon.
Try to guess what this mystery sound is. Let's listen to that again.
I actually don't know what that sound was, so we're going to play a song. Maybe two, but in that time of playing the song, I really hope that you take the time within your heart and soul, to appreciate that sound and to figure out what you think it is. If you have an idea of what you think that sound was, some kind of like rocking or rolling or spinning object, not really sure. It seemed like it was getting exponentially faster. You could call 413-475-3958 and talk to yours truly. That's Vincent Dan Goh on Voyager 3 WMCB LP Greenfield in Greenfield, Massachusetts.
Thank you.
for that reveal. All right, so let's hear that sound one more time and see if anybody out there was listening. Okay, here's the sound.
What do you think that sound was?
Well, we're going to figure it out now. I don't have any callers out there, but I am getting a message via the Kreskin method right now. There is someone trying to make a connection, and it's fuzzy. I'm receiving it, and I hear what you have passed on to me through radio waves of ESP. Let's see what DJ Lava Dragon has to say about it.
That was the sound of my stool wobbling by podcast friends over.
Apparently, DJ Lava Dragon also has a podcast I guess he's working on. But maybe that's why he's been so busy and not able to prioritize Voyager 3 on WMCB LP Greenfield. Last on the dial, first in our hearts. And that dial would be, if tuned correctly to the station, would be 107.9. All right, so the person sent me a ESP message via radio wave, and they were totally off. They said they thought it was an elephant gun being charged, and I'm not even sure if that means like tranquilizers or a cartridge for a laser blast. I'm not really sure. However, we are going to be listening to another song. This is off of a very fun album called My Jug and I. It's bluesy, and it's about being alone with your jug early in the morning.
I was searching for the future, but the blues is all I found. I came home last evening. I found a letter in my front door. I came home last evening. I found a letter stuck in my front door. The message told me my love had left me, and I'd never ever see her no more. Almost died laughing, but the tears took a hold on me.
Devastating depression, which threatened their cultural standards. The impotence and growing power of the old militarist feudal imperialist gang alarmed us all.
gonna haunt you.
If you don't hear again from me, that is what I say. Be good to your neighbors. Be good to yourself. Be good. And good night. Hope you enjoy Voyager 3 on WMCB LP Greenfield.
Thank you.
Yep.